Heavenly Father, my Lord, my King, I thank you for you allow me to be here, to be with my family, to deliver this message that you have given me to give to the congregation. I pray that the words that I say are your words and your thoughts, and that I will do justice to what you want to be said. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, amen. These past couple of weeks, Rabbi's been giving some really inspiring messages. And I'm going to be referencing some of them during this message. All these messages that I give, that Rabbi gives, Rabbi Mark, Rabbi Eduardo, and back when Brother Barry Gogler used to give messages, they're meant to poke and prod each one of us to take a deep look at our walk with the Lord, to help us realize where we're falling short and where we need to improve, because none of us are perfect. And it's a constant reevaluation to determine where we're at and where we need to be. But unfortunately, most of us don't see it, or it takes a while for it to sink in. The title of the message that the Lord gave me for this week is, Are You Kadosh? Kadosh, the Hebrew word most people know is holy, but it could also mean sacred and consecrated. In Revelation 4:8, it says, the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes all around and within. They did not rest day or night, chanting, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Elohei Tzevaot, Asher Hayah, Vehoveh, Vehyavo, Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord of hosts, who was, and who is to come. Kadosh, 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 Holy, Holy, Holy. But its literal meaning is being set apart. We see in Exodus 39, verse 30, they made the ornament for the holy turban of pure gold, wrote on it the words, set apart for Adonai. The high priest wore a specific turban with an amulet of gold, which these words were printed on, and it was attached to the turban. But in Hebrew, the words are Kadosh la Adonai, set apart for Adonai. And being set apart means we're supposed to be different. The Kohanim were set apart for Adonai. They were supposed to be different than the rest of the nation of Israel. And for us, it means not looking like the world, but looking like our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. Leviticus 11:45 says, For I am Adonai who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Therefore you are to be holy because I am holy. God commanded us to be set apart because he is set apart. My hope now is that none of you will get hung up on this terminology of the Hebrew word kadosh, which is generally translated as holy, but the literal meaning is set apart. It has happened in the past when I explained to someone that this term was. The person got a little irritated with me saying, if I remember correctly, that's ridiculous. How are you trying to tell me that the four living creatures in Revelation are saying Set apart, set apart, set apart is the Lord of hosts. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. It may not sound appealing to your ears, but that exactly is what is being said. Our God is holy because he is set apart from all the other gods, the false gods. He is the one, the only true God. From this week's parsha in Exodus 20, verse 30, Adonai says, "You shall have no other gods before me." He is set apart. He is kadosh. He is holy. The main point I'm trying to get across is that God is not like the world. He is different and he is set apart. He's also set apart from the other false gods. Satan controls the world, but Satan is not like Adonai. We are supposed to be set apart because our God is set apart. We are supposed to be kadosh because our God is kadosh. The question that God has for us is, are you kadosh? Are you set apart from the world? This is a big question for all of us. That includes myself, Rabbi Mark, Rabbi Eduardo, Elder Lee, all the leadership. We all have to look at ourselves and decide, are we set apart from the world? You have to ask the question, are you truly seeking a relationship with the Lord? And you have to be really brutally honest with yourselves. Make an honest assessment. Are you truly looking for an intimate relationship with our Father, with our Lord? There is no time for playing at your relationship with the Lord by just saying, "I believe," with nothing that shows it. I said last Shabbat when I prayed for the children, you don't know how much time you have in this life to wait until later to get your relationship with the Lord together. In the blink of an eye, you could be gone without having the time to think about it. I experienced this exact thing. In the blink of an eye, I almost wasn't here to give this message. You don't know what the next moment is going to be. You have to get your relationship right with the Lord. If you can understand what I'm saying, if you're old enough to understand what I'm saying, that means you have to get right with the Lord. Not wait till later when you're an adult. If you're only 10, if you're only 8, or if you're a teenager, now is the time to get right with the Lord. But praise God for his love and mercy. I am here to deliver this message. I thank God he has entrusted me as one of the elders in this congregation to be able to help Rabbi Mark shepherd this congregation and to help each and every one of you so you will be saved, so that you will have a good relationship with the Lord. There's an old saying that you can't just talk the talk, you have to walk the walk. It means you can't just say, "I believe," but don't show any actions for it. This past Monday, on the Worthy Brief, which is a devotional letter written by George Worthy, who is the husband of Bat Rivka, they were here couple months ago. He quoted Hebrews 11:6, "And without trusting is it impossible to be well-pleasing to God, because whoever approaches him must trust that he does exist and that he becomes a rewarder to those who seek him out. George stated that it has been stated here many times, but in many ways, that throughout the Bible, the faith of the saints was never something passive, but rather a faith of action. Where would Noah have been without faith with action to build the ark? Where would we be if Noah didn't have the faith and the action to go with it? We would not be here. Abraham did not say, "I believe you, Lord, about giving me the land and making a nation from me, but I'm staying exactly where I am." He didn't. He stepped out in faith. It was an action. The point is that if you can't just say, "I believe in God," and don't do anything to show God that you believe in him and that you love him, without having a relationship with him, without walking out that relationship with him, just saying it is not going to cut it. We are to be set apart as he is set apart. We are supposed to be becoming in the image of Yeshua HaMashiach. He set us an example, and we're supposed to become in his image. John chapter 2 verse 6 says, "The one who says he abides in or is in union with him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked." We're supposed to be walking in the same manner as Yeshua. That old term of WWJD or WWYD, what would Yeshua do? It's because he set the example. That's why we're supposed to do what he did. So let's look at the state of the world today. As Rabbi Mark has stated on many occasions, this world is not the world that he grew up in. It is not the world that I grew up in. It is totally different. When I was a youngster, professional athletes were sports legends who the youth could look up to. They were looked at as role models, getting their pictures on a box of Wheaties cereal. I'm not saying that they were perfect in real life or that they weren't a couple of some bad apples in the group of athletes. I mean, we all know what happened with O.J. Simpson. But we really didn't know at the time. I didn't know at the time, and I was probably maybe a little bit oblivious to the things that went on, but we all go through trials and struggles. And what's important is how you work through them and how you live your life. When you compare Babe Ruth or Roger Staubach to what we see with recent videos of a professional athlete knocking out his girlfriend in an elevator and dragging her out. I don't know what the lives of Babe Ruth and Roger Staubach were, the personal lives, but you didn't see them doing things like that. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Another sports legend. Years ago on television, the movies were different. Actors and actresses were different as well. These actors and actresses were under contract to the studios and were expected to have a good public image. They had to be wholesome, honest, and sweet, like Annette Funicello and Sandra Dee. I've heard it said that these actresses had to arrange it with the studio to get permission to do certain movies. It had to be a certain standard before they were allowed. You had to be an all-American gentleman like Ozzie Nelson, which is nowhere near what Ozzy Osbourne and his son Ricky Nelson of the Ozzy and Harriet show. Then there was Chuck Connors from the Riflemen. In that TV show, I know for a fact that they quoted scriptures in certain episodes. Yes, they may have some personal struggles, but the important thing is how you work through these struggles and how you live your life. You can say, I believe, but live a life that's totally different than what you say. Back in 1972, there was an American comedian named George Carlin, and he stated the 7 words you can say never say on television. I'm not going to repeat them here. But the sad thing is, there's only 2 of them that you can't see on television that aren't being said on television. 5 of those words are actually being said on television. And I'm sure that's going to change in the near future. The question is, am I kadosh? Am I set apart? Do we look like the world or do we look like Yeshua? Back in 2017, there was a church that began protesting military funerals because the pastor believed that the U.S. was being punished for the sin of homosexuality through events, including the death of soldiers. I personally do not see a correlation between the sin of homosexuality and the death of soldiers. And as a military veteran, I think it is disgusting to picket a veteran memorial service. And how many of us have watched the Super Bowl halftime show this year? I did not watch it, but I heard some bad things about it. The New York Post in February 6th, 2020 had a headline of Inappropriate Halftime Show, Roger Goodell's Latest Pandering Display. And then there's a CBN, the Christian Broadcasting Network, news headline, What I Want My Teen Daughter to Know After J-Lo and Shakira's Stripper-like show, Super Bowl Halftime Show. That's the world that we're living in. At this point in time, I think the halftime show is more popular than the actual football game. The commercials are more popular than the football game. Do you look like the world, or do you show the image of Yeshua? It goes back to what Rabbi Mark's message last Shabbat. Where do I belong, or where do we belong? But in actuality, the question was, to whom do we belong? Rabbi posed the question, do you belong to this world or with the Messiah? Where do you stand? I think the messages have a different focus, but the question is the same. Are you kadosh? Are you set apart? Do you belong to the Messiah? Rabbi made a strong, sobering statement. If you are living as the world, you are persecuting the Messiah. How many professed believers that talk the talk but do not walk the walk? They state, I believe in Yeshua or Jesus, but that is about it. If you live your life and you look like the world, and you live like the world, you cannot really tell the difference between them and a non-believer. Between you and a non-believer. If you're living exactly the way the world is, no one can tell that you're a believer. if you look just like the people of the world. Being set apart means you're supposed to look different than the world. You're supposed to live your life according to the higher standards that God has set in His Word. His Word, according to the revelation of Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua the Messiah. This is a very important point because it has to be according to the revelation of the Messiah. His Word from Genesis to Revelation, His Torah, which means instruction, not law. But unfortunately, that's the way a lot of people view Torah, as law. The laws, the mitzvot, the ordinances, they're all parts of Torah, instructions within the instruction of God. Most people view them according to the modern rabbinic standards. As Rabbi Mark and Rabbi Adora have taught in the past, the non-messianic rabbis no longer sit in the seat of Moses. They no longer make halakha. As believers in Yeshua the Messiah, we do not follow Torah according to the modern rabbinic standards. Torah is not more important than Yeshua because Yeshua is Torah. So, are you kadosh? Are you set apart? Or are you doing things the way the world does it? Is it of the Messiah? Or is it of the other one, the evil one, the world? The way you live, does it make you kadosh? Or does it make you accepted by a group of people in the world? Going back to the Super Bowl halftime show, the question is, did you watch the whole thing or did you turn the channel? When you are at work and you hear a person tell a sexually inappropriate joke, do you laugh? Do you stay quiet? Or you say, that's not right? When you hear one person make a rude comment about another person's weight or body appearance, do you stay silent? Or do you say, you speak up and say, that is unacceptable? Just think about that. I know myself, when I was in the world, before I became a believer, I wouldn't have said a thing. I would have chuckled, unfortunately. From Ephesians 5, verses 3 and 5, among you there will be not even be mentioned sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or greed. These are utterly inappropriate for God's people, holy people. Also out of place are obscenity and stupid talk or coarse language. Instead, you should be given thanks, for of this you can be sure. Every sexually immoral, impure, or greedy person, that is, every idol worshiper, has no share in the kingdom of Messiah and of God. I, as I said, am a military veteran. I spent over 8 years in the U.S. Navy. Yes, I swore like a sailor. But before he saved me and showed me the truth a year or two before, as I was working, there's this woman that would sit next to me at the baseball games and do the scoring. And she would be offended by some of the comments I made because I swore. And at that point in time, I thought the word S-H-I-T was not a swear word. It's a bodily function, so I could say it. But for some reason, I didn't know it at the time, but I think it was the Lord. I know it was the Lord. He made me change my ways. It was important for me to watch what I say. And by the end of 2 years, just before I was saved, I stopped cursing. Because the Lord doesn't like coarse language. It may be a bodily function, but it is coarse and an inappropriate comment to make. Peer pressure can be very uncomfortable, but we must be set apart. Going back to Rabbi Mark's message on separating yourselves, it's wonderful to see how the Holy Spirit just flows from each one of us. All our messages are interconnected because we're all hearing from the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Socializing with people who once believed and turned away and denies the deity of Yeshua is not separating yourself. It is not being kadosh. They made the choice. The world screams out of acceptance of everything that is not of Messiah. If you do not accept it, you are a hater. Socializing with them, how is it not being different from the world? Bless you. It's okay. Bless you. Question, how is it socializing when it's not being different from the world? You may be doing it, but it appears to be showing acceptance of what they are doing or what they believe. You may want very badly to change them and to be with them so that they can be changed, but if they are not, if they deny the deity Yeshua, that is not being kadosh. That is not being set apart. Then there's social media, which is a double-edged sword. It could be used for good, but it could be used for evil. I'm talking about things like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, just to name a few. We have talked about these things in various messages, myself, Rabbi Mark, Rabbi Eduardo, in regards to social media. Are you kadosh? I don't really post anything or pay attention to anything but Twitter anymore. And the only reason I do that is I mostly read the posts by cybersecurity individuals about cybersecurity. A lot of the other stuff I don't pay attention to. We must all think about what we are posting before we post on social media. We have to stop and pause and think about what will Yeshua do. If he's going to post something on Facebook, what you're going to post, think about it. Would Yeshua post that? Is that in line with his word, his ways? There's nothing wrong with adults drinking alcohol responsibly because alcohol was used in the sacrificial system. But I have family and friends who occasionally post pictures and videos of themselves and others dancing and drinking at a bar, at home or at a bar, and on their dining room table or at the table at the bar, all kinds of bottles of different types of alcohol sitting there, or they're dancing with a bottle of alcohol in their hand. And some of them, a lot of them, are, saying that they're believers in Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus to some of them. And again, there's nothing wrong with drinking alcohol. But my question is, if that picture looks the same as with non-believers, you know, atheists, partying, getting drunk, how does that look any different? How do you look different from the world to other people? What happens to your testimony to someone who isn't a believer or is wavering in their beliefs when they see a kind of post in that situation? Think in their mind, what is different about you than the world? You look like the world. Why am I supposed to listen to what you have to tell me? We're supposed to be making disciples. And it's really, really important for us to make disciples, to show the happiness and the joy that we get from being with the Messiah. How is that setting yourself apart from Adonai? There may be people viewing that you don't know. And they don't know you. They don't know what kind of person you are, how wonderful person you are, but they only see what they see, and they don't know. As believers in Messiah, our actions, our way of life, are a reflection of Yeshua. And going back to what Rabbi Mark said, if you are living as the world, you are persecuting the Messiah. I'm not a prude. Again, going back to my previous life as a Navy sailor, I drank. I don't drink now anymore. But there's nothing wrong with it if you want to drink. I'm saying is, think about what you're going to do before you do it. I have too have done many things without thinking and regretted doing them. I am learning more and more about cyberspace and the evil that permeates throughout. There's a little tale from a book called Words That Hurt, Words That Heal by Rabbi Joseph Talushkin. In a small eastern town, a man went through the community slandering the rabbi. One day, feeling suddenly remorseful, he begged the rabbi for forgiveness and offered to undergo any penance that make amends. The rabbi took him to take a feather pillow from his home, cut it open and scatter the feathers to the wind, and then return to see him. The man did as he was told, then came to see the rabbi and asked, "Am I now forgiven?" "Almost," came the response. "You just have to do one more thing. Go and gather all the feathers." "But that's impossible," the man protested. "The wind has already scattered them." "Precisely," the rabbi answered. "And although you truly wish to correct the evil you have done, it is impossible to repair the damage done by your words as it is to recover the feathers. You can't take it back." This is cyberspace. What you put out there, you can't take it back. You can delete it, but it's still out there. Someone has seen it. Whatever you put out there goes everywhere. It stays out there for evil to find and to use to destroy if possible. All of this is set out of love to shake us up. As I said in the beginning, there is no time for playing at your relationship with the Lord. There is no just saying, "I believe," without the actions to back it up. in the blink of an eye, you could be gone without having the time to think about it. As I said, I know it happened to me. In the blink of an eye, you could be seriously injured at work because you forgot to take the proper safety precautions. Carlos, think about what you do before you do it. I don't say that jokingly, Carlos. Always wear a vest. It's important. You have to set yourself apart. You have to be kadosh. So without all that being said, it's also more than just doing the right thing in public. It's just more than outward signs. You cannot just do what looks good at public, at school, or work, or somebody's house. It's more than just coming to Shabbat and raising your hands and singing out loud. If the rest of the week you're just going to be living like the world. You can stand there and yell, praise the Lord and amen, but it doesn't help if the rest of the week you're cursing like a sailor, or you're laughing at coarse jokes, or posting inappropriate things on Facebook. You can't act like the world in private. You have to change your life every minute, every second of every day, every week, every year. You must live your life in private the same way you do in public. It has to be a 24-hour thing. It has to be who you are. Matthew 5:20 says, for I tell you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees and Torah scholars, you shall never enter the kingdom of heaven. And in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 to 11, or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers, nor will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, in the Spirit of God. Verses 9 and 10 of 1 Corinthians 6 sounds a lot like Ephesians 5, verses 3 to 5. We were sanctified and justified in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach because we are kadosh. We are set apart. We need to live our lives like the Messiah. Amen and hallelujah.